This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The final Democratic presidential debate of the year gets underway this hour, with seven candidates offering themselves to U.S. voters as an alternative in next year's election to President Donald Trump. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Senators Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg lead the field. Cal State Long Beach political science professor Jason Whitehead said he expects Senator Warren to be more aggressive towards her rivals.
We've seen this before a little bit, her basically making the case for a more progressive, a more left-wing vision.
The one-time Democratic field of more than two dozen candidates has shrunk, as several candidates have dropped out of the chase for the party's nomination. President Donald Trump said on Thursday he wants an immediate trial in the Senate after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would not hand off impeachment to the Senate until she learned how Republicans would manage the proceeding. Writing on Twitter, Trump said, "I want an immediate trial." But as AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And so she is hoping that by holding this off, that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here. Certainly, if he is able to win re-election, even having been impeached, he will see that as real vindication. He will see that as a real sign that he can triumph over great adversity, over the biggest constitutional marker that is out there to curb his powers.
This is VOA.